All right, so today I'm going to be talking about my semester for part one of my summative and answering the questions provided on Twitter. So the first question, what have you accomplished this semester? So I was actually really engaged and had a what I'd consider a successful semester despite some challenges, missing a bit of time, school sports, my baseball season starting, and obviously kind of knowing where I'm going next year and the plan and graduating and everything. I was able to kind of finish strong, which is how I wanted to. So some of the things I accomplished this year were, first of all, just being a presence in the classroom and being a good classmate, participating in discussions, leading discussions, engaging with peers, kind of keeping up with what they're doing, asking questions, then participating when we had speakers at the start of the year, kind of teaching myself and absorbing their information about the SDG goals and kind of the curriculum, learning that. Also being an active member on Twitter, I was quite the presence on there, frequently uploading what I was working on and sharing with the class, and also working on really personalizing it. Then obviously my most successful thing was my semester-long campaign with Parkdale Food Center, kind of raising money and awareness for learning about SDG2, and then ultimately planning the field trip at the end. So now I'll be talking about what have you learned. So I'll be leaving this semester having learned a lot about world issues, basically covering the curriculum, the SDG goals, all 16 of them, just from speakers and discussions and debates led in the classroom. All that kind of knowledge I soaked up, I was able to kind of expand my own knowledge and every day kind of further myself and just kind of learn what I wanted to learn more. So ultimately what I wanted to learn was a bit more about world hunger and SDG goal number 2. So upon researching that, I found it had a lot more to do with kind of the economy and money than actually just having food in your hand. And just from talking to Karen and stuff, I was able to soak up a lot of knowledge about that sort of topic and how it kind of comes down to money, and everything revolves around money. So, and one quote that really stuck with me, it's kind of cliche, but like, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, but if you give him a fishing rod, he'll eat for life. So it's really more of a problem than just actually giving someone a can of food and patting yourself on the back. So the next question here, how do you justify giving yourself a university level world issues credit? So I'd argue that I would maybe have even learned more in this classroom and have done a lot more than if I was in a regular classroom, kind of learning what I wanted to learn and doing what I wanted to do with guidance from Ms. Chambers really helped me stay on focus and ultimately be successful and stay engaged. So instead of, as opposed to sitting at a desk being bored, maybe messing around with my friends a lot more than I actually did, because obviously it did happen at points. But yeah, pretty much from everything I learned about current issues, putting faces to different various problems kind of made it feel more real and made me want to act more than just learning about it in a textbook or on paper. But pretty much every day coming in, either doing a debate, finding research, watching a documentary, having discussions helped me to learn what I would have learned in through textbooks and PowerPoints and stuff like that. So that's where I absorbed the knowledge required for the curriculum for the course. And then instead of tests and stuff, I was able to, you know, go out and make a difference and engage with real people on Twitter and help real people. So that, in my eyes, that's a lot more it's more of an advantage than taking the course in a classroom, and ultimately is why I justify giving myself a university level world issues credit. So the next question, how have you worked on the exit outcome? So Ms. Chambers' class is big on exit outcomes, and just the stuff we do, we automatically touch on all kinds of them. So digitally fluent is a big one. We're on Twitter every day, sharing our learning, getting out there in the community, engaging with real people, and she's always encouraging us to do new stuff. Over the two years I've had her, I've made kind of stepped out of my comfort zone from the regular slideshows and made YouTube videos, podcasts, moving fancy slideshows, all sort of stuff like that. Critical thinkers, decision makers. We faced problems like these kind of when we were working with real people in the community, having to kind of find solutions for the world issues we were looking at and kind of working hand in hand with the Sustainable Development Goals. Obviously collaborative, we're always doing debates and stuff like that, working with our classmates, discussing, and then obviously being goal-oriented. We have our action plans, which we follow. I was very successful with that. It's a great way for myself to stay on task. I ended up going through two of them for my first for my campaign with Parkdale. And then globally aware, that's another big one we touch on, just kind of knowing what's going on around the world, finding out about different crises and what people same age as us around the world go through in their day-to-day lives, which is really eye-opening. And through videos and stuff, we got to see what they actually go through and the problems they face. And then innovative and creative, always being asked and guided into stepping out of your comfort zone, expanding your horizons kind of, which is a big thing, especially with the end of your summative, getting nice and creative. So that's some of the characteristics and skills of the exit outcomes I touched on this year. Next question, what have you learned from your peers? So learning from my peers pretty much taught me all the Sustainable Development Goals and really kind of helped expand my knowledge. Some of the things I learned, stuff like homophobia in sports and from Matt, the gender pay gap from Ford and Clay, Dylan talking about world hunger, sort of the same stuff I was talking about. I was able to work with him a little bit. Annika talking about kind of being a man and just everyone's own projects, passion projects, kind of learning what they wanted to learn and that they were passionate about and just excited to share with the class. Another one, Mandela and his gun control. I was just happy to be able to participate and kind of soak up their knowledge and give my own feedback too and opinions on the topic. So that's where I learned a lot of the stuff I learned this year. And the next question, what skills will you walk away with? So I think this is more of just, this is a question of kind of what I'm leaving this whole experience with after being in Miss Chambers' class for 3 years, or sorry, three classes. Really, it's kind of changed my outlook on education. As you'd say, I've kind of been one of the guinea pigs, but I think it's been a very successful run at things and really changed everyone's outlook. And you're starting to get noticed even more with the whole school board. And I see the education that education is heading in. It's the same kind of way that you vision it. So I'm really leaving here with kind of, I guess, more resilience, goal-oriented, similar things to the exit outcomes, like more kind of, I believe in myself more that I can stay on task, work on my own, meet deadlines without supervision, pretty much stuff that I'm going to have to face in university, and also that I can teach myself things that, and kind of like be the own master or guide to my own education. So that's what's really going to stick with me after these 3 years, and just kind of confidence in myself that I have the ability to do things and I can constantly get more creative, push further, just be the best I can be. And then the last question, explain your experience. What were some of the challenges? So over the years, I've definitely faced my fair share of challenges. At the start, it was a matter of kind of breaking off from the traditional student where you just memorize everything in the textbook and do well on the test, and then make your traditional Google Slides presentation, which worked well for me. And then originally I didn't do too well with the independence. I kind of took it as an opportunity to slack off. And then I found out I could learn what I wanted to learn, what I was passionate about, which for me really made learning fun again. And it was, I looked at this class every day as like the time of day where I could just like learn what I was passionate about, and I look forward to it. So that really kind of helped me change the way I look at education and how I see where I want it to go. And in my eyes, that's a lot more meaningful and powerful and stuff you'll take with you as opposed to just memorize and forget. And then also some challenges I faced this semester were kind of learning that in the real world, it's not really all about you. Other people have their own stuff going on and deadlines, like reaching out to people they might not always see eye to eye with you and just think you're a high school kid. But if you keep pursuing it and trying, good things will eventually come of it. For example, I was kind of spent a lot of time waiting around to hear back from Parkdale, but it eventually became very successful. And then some final things I'm just going to remember from this semester, just like the success I had with Parkdale. It was really kind of eye-opening to myself to see what a difference one person can make, raising over $200, being able to donate crock pots and kind of lead an experience with my friends and classmates that you can look back on and say that that was all us, and we did a great thing, kind of seeing the looks on people's faces, not just giving them night like fresh warm food, but just being there for them to associate with, like it means a lot for them. And then also the same sort of it wasn't exactly through Ms. Chambers' class, but the Humboldt project, or the Humboldt fundraiser me and Matt ran. I don't think I would have even thought of that or thought I would be able to make a difference or lead something so large without kind of the stepping stones Ms. Chambers provide and kind of the attitude she instills in us that you can make a difference. So that's sort of the things I'll remember most from this year. And yeah, so thanks for... great grade 12 year, and I guess that's it.